Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
Welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. Hello, audience. Welcome. Good evening. And yes, the spirit and the presence and the power of the Lord is here. And the next voice you hear will be from Messenger Ron Dyer.
Good evening and welcome all to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. Tonight, we are going to be talking just about the fact that we are one. We are one. I know when we hear this, we think that, yeah, you could say it, but I'm different than this person or that person. We have different characteristics, but we must understand that if we can come up outside of our limited thinking and think about this universe as a whole and think about where we are, where we've been, and what has happened to each and every one of us in our lives, we can begin to understand this concept that we are all part of the body. We do different things, just like if we use as an illustration the human body. The hand does different things than the feet, but it is still part of the body. The hand looks different from the feet, but it is still part of the body. If you take a cup of water from the sea and take it home, that water is still seawater, and it is part of the sea. And so we have to understand that we are not, as I've said so many times, what it is that we see in the mirror. That's just a small part of what we are. We are three-part being: mind, body, and spirit. Some say soul, but we are three-part being. And if you think about it, it also coincides with the Holy Trinity, per se. It's three-part being. And this is where we've got to be able to open up our thinking. And when we begin to open up our thinking, then we can begin to go inside. And I'm going to keep saying this as long as I'm able to. It is important for us to go within. So many times we want to go outside instead of inside. And it's important for us to go within ourselves so that we can begin to know ourselves. We can't know ourselves from the outside, because from the outside, we only know what it is that someone else is telling us. And I'm going to say something to us that's very, very, very profound. And what that is that there is only one person that can tell you your truth. And there is only one truth. And I'm just going to put this out. I'm quite sure my podcast crew knows, but who is it that can tell you that truth? Does anyone know who can tell you that truth? Because there is only one truth.
You are the only person that can tell you that truth.
All right, my brother. And that's exactly what it is. Your truth. Now, no matter what anybody else tells you, that might not be your truth. That might be their truth, but it's not your truth. And you are the only one that can tell yourself the truth. So that's important for us to understand, and it's important for us to know so that we can live our truth. If we really stop and examine our lives, we're living other people's truth. And if we really dig into it, the only time we really have joy is when we live our truth. I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
We have to, because this is what this is about. This is about each and every one of us creating the best life possible for ourselves. Now, the way I say that, it may make it seem like I'm trying to tell you to be selfish, but no, it's so much bigger, because when you start to live your truth, your truth will give you freedom. And once you obtain that freedom within yourselves, then you can spread it. And it's not necessarily your truth that you're spreading, because your truth may not be my truth, but it is your joy. And that joy that you spread, or that joy that you live, when other people, the same way when somebody sees somebody with a really nice car, they want that car. I'd love to have that type of car, because that car looks great. And that's the way it is with us. And this is why it's important for us to let our light shine, so that people can see that I'm walking and living in my truth. I am striving each and every day to be the best me that I can be, not the best me that you want me to be. And if we really look over our lives, we spent so much of our lives trying to be what it is that other people want us to be. We've dated people that other people wanted us to date. We've eaten things that other people wanted us to eat. We've went places that other people wanted us to go. Not where we wanted. Not what we wanted to do. We wanted to get up Sunday morning and go play football. But no, we went to church. We wanted to get up in the morning and just do nothing. But no, we went to work. That's not to tell people that they don't have to work. But what we need to do is be able to find that particular job, per se, that gives us joy, so that when we go, we can still be the best that we can be.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Amen. So it's important for us, I mean, as we continue daily with these podcasts and stuff, it's important for us, as I was stating earlier, it is important for us to live this truth, not to agree with what it is that I'm saying. It's important for you, as I've said so many times, to go within. It's important for you to hear what it is that you are telling you. If I was to say something crazy now, like, people, I just want you to know that who's that that's tired? Okay. But if I was to tell...
Oh, I thought that was part of the script, brother. I didn't know. You lost me for a minute. Okay, yeah. Well, what did you hear?
Huh?
Okay.
I heard somebody talking in a little baby voice. I don't know. But anyway...
Is it on your end? I don't hear anything except you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, let me just say this then. If I was, now, I want you guys to listen to me closely right now, and I want you to tell me immediately what comes to you, okay? I just got a word, and the word was for each and every one of you that are on the podcast to send me $250. Now, just that quick, I want everybody to be honest. When I said that, what is it that came to you? When I said that, what is it that came to you?
I'd send it to you, but you got to send it right back.
No. I was going to say, since I'm probably going to be the treasurer, I was thinking we were about to get a little money. I wasn't sure why you was asking for it, but I was going to say, okay.
No, I mean, seriously, when I said the spirit has told me to tell you guys to give me $250, something came to you right then and there. And what was it?
To send it to you.
Send it to me?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay, all right. We're not taking into mind what Nurse Carmen said. We're going to go with everybody else right now, okay?
No.
Okay. We're dealing with some different...
Nurse Carmen, can I have $250?
I'm going to send it to the messenger, I said.
Don't.
No. But really, I mean... What is it that came to your mind? Really, be truthful about it. What is it that came to your mind when I said
one of those preachers, those mega preachers, if you send me money, you'll go to heaven kind of thing. You know?
Okay, exactly. So that automatically popped into your mind. Wait a minute now. This is it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? The spirit didn't agree with that. So yourself automatically said something to you. To let you know
my
the truth.
My checkbook didn't agree either.
What's that?
My checkbook didn't agree with the spirit either.
But I wanted to use that as an example to let us see just how the spirit works, and it works all the time. Now, it's just a question of whether we're going to be obedient to it. So that's why I said that. No, the spirit didn't tell me to tell y'all to give me $250. But if y'all just want to give it to me, I'm not going to turn it down. But I wanted you to see just how the spirit works. The spirit will let you know if something is right or wrong. It's just a question of whether you will listen to it. And the same way it worked just like that just now, it works all the time. We just have to be able to go in within ourselves and get in tune with it. A lot of the things that happen to us throughout our lives happen because of this exact same reason. We don't listen to it. And so it's important for us, because in order for us to be the best that we can be each and every day, we can only do it by listening to the spirit within us. Because the spirit within us, which is a part of us, knows all things. And I've said this to so many people, there is nothing for us to learn here. Everybody likes to say that life is a lesson, a classroom where we're learning. There is nothing for us to learn. And the reason why there is nothing for us to learn is because we know everything already. All we have to do is call it back to our remembrance. Because remember, we were part of putting this whole thing together. How many of us have went at a chore or went at something that we didn't have a clue? And then when we started to concentrate and focus on it, we were able to do it.
Yep. This happens.
And when something occurs that we can't do, it's only because we're not going within to get the real answer.
Right.
And that is applicable to everything we do, because there is nothing that we don't know. And nothing happens by coincidence. The spirit knew exactly what it was doing from the very beginning. When we put this whole universe thing together, we knew what we were doing. We did not make an error so that now all of a sudden we're going to send our own selves to a fiery pit, to damnation. That is not so.
Amen.
That is somebody else's truth that they've told us, and we're trying to make it our truth because they told us it was true. If you think about it, well, I can only speak from my experience, but our bringing up, we were always under the assumption that if we didn't get to church, for lack of a better word, all hell was going to break loose, because
right.
It was mandatory that on Sunday you get in the church.
Right.
No matter where you are, even if you can't get to your own church, get to somebody's church. And that was someone else's truth that was instilled in us that just isn't true. But we've accepted it as truth. So it's time for us. It's time for us as adults. It's time for us as divine creatures to start using our divinity. And I don't say that in no – you have to understand, when I say that, I'm saying it as how great we all are. You guys know, I tell you this all the time, you call me the messenger, but we are all messengers.
Amen.
As soon
Amen.
As I can get each and every one of you to loosen up, you're going to take over this show. Because the spirit speaks to you just as it speaks to me. And there are some of you that have some stuff to say but want to hold back. But I am no different than anybody else.
I'm kind of shy.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm kind of shy, so it takes me a while to warm up.
Okay, if you want to use that, but Sister T, Sister T, I didn't get the name right. Yes, I'm still going with Sister T.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You shy. But yeah, you're the only one talking right now, but you're shy. All right. So you're not shy. That's just an excuse. But it's okay. Because it's going to come a time where I'm going to sit back and you're going to do the whole show. Because the Spirit dwells in each and every one of us. And as I'm speaking to you right now, there is the Spirit within you. You can feel something that either
Amen.
It's agreeing or it's not agreeing
Amen.
What it is that I'm saying. Because as
mm-hmm.
soon as I told you something that just wasn't true, even though nobody really spoke up, something inside of them kind of said, uh-oh, messenger off track here.
Mm.
Now, some people, I ain't gonna name no names, some people overrode that because, you know, they want to do some other things. But
I was gonna give it back. I was gonna give it back.
But I want to know, do we understand the point that I'm trying to get over to us to let us see just how active the Spirit is within you? And to let you know that you are in control of your own destiny. And, you know, and I say that with the meaning that a lot of times we want to blame other people. We want to blame people for other people dying, for other people hunger, for not getting a job, for this or for that. We always want to put it on someone else. But if we live our truth and live to be the best that we can be, we can't blame anyone. And actually, there will not be a reason to blame anyone because we are living our truth. And because we're living our truth, we are content. We are happy. We have to understand that in order for us to be happy, we don't need a lot of money. We don't need a big house. We don't need a fancy car. We don't need anything to be happy. And what we have to understand, the best way to get some of the desires that we want is we have to be that. Be happy and the car will come. Be happy and the house will come. Not get the house to be happy. Be happy. We can all be happy right now. During our worst times, we still have a choice to be happy. You know, a lot of times we put on the facade that we're happy because someone is going on to be with the Lord. But what we have to understand is we're with the Lord right now. We just have to recognize it. Trust me, there is a reason why when people pass away, they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are happy. They are content. And it's far better than what it is here. We are afraid of death. And I'm not saying this for nobody to go end it. Okay, but I just want us to understand that this is all part of the life cycle. This is all part of it, and death is a part of it. And death,
Amen.
Once we get over that fear of it, is a beautiful thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And no, let me reiterate, I'm not trying to check out anytime soon. But it is nothing to be afraid of. Because no matter how afraid you are, when that time comes, it's going to happen. And does anybody recall anybody dying and coming back saying, I'm scared of the death? Once it's happened, it's there. So it's something that's going to happen. So let's accept it and let's live life to its fullest so that when that time comes, we can pass on to the next phase all in joy.
Mm.
And I really didn't, I don't know why, I didn't mean to bring up no death today. I didn't mean to bring that up, but it is a part of life. Death is a part of life.
Speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to understand that and still walk in the glory of who we are. We are magnificent creatures. We are three-part being. We are part of the body. Does anybody remember? Does anybody remember what DNA we have?
Divine natural ability.
See that? All right. That's from the shy lady. Okay.
Yeah, quiet one.
Yeah.
Oh?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's coming back to you now. Okay. But just so we all know, it is impossible to live or to die without God. But it is not impossible to think that you are. If you think you're living or dying without God, you'll experience that you are. And you can experience it as long as you wish. But you can also end that experience whenever you choose. We have power. We have God within us. And if we stop and look at our lives and look where we came from and look what we did and look at all the things that have happened, it couldn't have been nothing but that spirit within us that has kept us.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, a lot of us, we may not have been drug addicts or alcoholics or all these other things, but we've done other things that could have taken us out of here. I tell a story about when I used to drive a van for this delivery company. At night, one night, in the middle of the night, I woke up. I'm driving a van 70, 80, 90 miles an hour. I open my eyes. I'm
about 110
behind a big truck. What's that, bro?
I've been in that van. How about 110?
It is nothing but the grace of God. It's nothing but it was the spirit within me, because it was not my time that woke me up.
Amen.
Just think about that. Driving down the highway 95 miles an hour and sleep. And something wakes you up 20 feet away from a truck.
Wow.
Just so you know, I quit that job. I will not do that. Yeah. He brought me out of that one. I wasn't taking no more chances. But just, and I use that as an example, just to show us how the presence of God's Holy Spirit dwells within each and every one of us. And we need to be more awakened to that fact and stop walking around here believing other people's truth, that we were born in sin and that we're headed to hell and that we've got to be poor and this and that. We've got to let go of other people's truth. And I just got my calling that this show is coming to an end. But I thank each and every one tonight. And I want you all to spend some time talking to yourself. But when you talk to yourself, after you get finished talking to yourself, have a few moments to just sit there and listen to yourself talk back to you. A lot of times we talk and get up and keep it moving. But listen, because he is knocking at the door. She is knocking at the door. She wants to commune with you. but she can't commune with you if you choose not to listen.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank you all, and I hope this was enough that will give us something to think about and something that will allow us to be prepared for Sunday night, where we have a whole hour and we can all begin to become the messengers that we are. God bless you. I love you. And I pray that we will continue to strive to be the best person that we can be for ourselves. Love you all.
Hey, this is co-producer for Hot to Hot Podcast. Again, thanks for tuning into the podcast. We will see
you
Sunday night. Be blessed.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.